The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Geek Vibes Live is rated G for geek.
It's time! Hey, this is Matt Lesher.
This is Phil Lamar.
Hey, this is Rodimore Taylor, a.k.a. the Penguin Gotham, and you are listening to Geek Vibes Live!
And here we go!
Welcome, 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 Geek Vibes Nation, to an all-new episode of Geek Vibes Live Interview. Today I'm going to be joined by a very special guest whose voice will be pretty familiar if you've played Marvel's Spider-Man game. Now, this game is a record-breaking game, and I totally get why. I played it, and that's literally the only game I've played since it came out. So without further ado, I believe we have our guest on. Let me go ahead and put him in.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Yeah, can you hear me? Oh, amazing. I'm talking to my manager right now. I'm like, I think I can hear them. I don't know if they can hear me.
Yeah, no, I wanted to introduce you first before
cool.
I brought you on. Wow. I was looking through your entire resume, and I don't know of anything you have not been in.
Thanks, man. I like to think of myself as like the Samuel L. Jackson of Asian American guys. I'm just in random crap. It's awesome.
Listen, you have been in so many things that I'm a huge fan of, whether it's Scandal, whether it's How to Get Away with Murder, whether it's my favorite video game. You have
Thank
just
you,
been
man.
In so many great things. And
you
it
know,
was crazy
first of all, I just want – yo,
go ahead.
Go for it. No, I just
no,
want to say thank you for mentioning those high-profile ones. A lot of times I'm out, people are like, oh, or articles will be like, yeah, he was in some ridiculous internet thing from 2003. I'm like, yo, man, I've been doing other things. So thank you, really.
No, absolutely. And you are such a busy guy, and that's obvious as to why. You're super talented. And that
Thanks,
is
man.
Completely, absolutely, and that is completely displayed with your amazing work as – Mr. Negative in Marvel's Spider-Man game, which, by the way,
yeah.
huge congrats on the
Thank
fact
you.
That this game is, like, one of the highest-selling games of all time. Like, this
3.3
game
million,
big.
Right? Yeah.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. I actually work at a GameStop, so I know firsthand that copies
oh,
were
sweet.
Flying out. copies were flying
nice,
out
man.
Of drawers.
Right on.
So this game was so much fun, and I actually – Your character is a villain, but very rarely do villains kind of make you go, I'm really rooting for this guy. Like, he's pretty cool. And the vibe I got from Mr. Negative was the same vibe I weirdly got from when I first saw Darth Maul for the first time. So where it was like, all right, like, this guy is definitely a bad guy, but, like, how cool is this guy? Like, he is really
well, Matt,
cool.
To be put in
ahead,
the same category as Darth Maul, like, first off, like, of course, that's legit. That's amazing. So I'm just happy people like it, man. I just remember the first, you know, we started making the game, what, 3 years ago? Me, 3 years ago. Other people were 4 years ago, right? So for, like, 3 years, I just remember people on, look, I religiously look at comments on YouTube, all right? So people were like, who is this Asian guy in a suit? Or they'd be like, oh, that's the Asian guy from Homecoming. Or, oh, that's the Asian guy from whatever, whatever. I'm like, yo, give me a chance. And I was actually super relieved once the game came out and people actually took to, you know, Martin Lee, Mr. Negative. I'm just happy they, you know, the haters are kind of quiet now.
Mm-hmm.
that people, you know, people like real fans like you or my family, right? that they love them. you know what I mean? So I'm super stoked. And for you to say, like, Darth Maul, it's on that level where he's sympathetic. I mean, that's just badass and you want him to win. Like, thank you, man. That's why we do it, you know? So,
absolutely. And the biggest reason why I compared it is before Phantom Menace, we had never seen an interpretation outside of maybe the book of Darth Maul. Just like, I believe,
right.
I could be wrong, but I do not believe we've seen anything of Mr. Negative outside of the comic book. I don't even remember if he really...
You saw him in a cartoon. I think it was, a Spectacular or Ultimate?
That's what it was. It was Spectacular.
But, you know.
Spectacular.
Yes, and no knock on the cartoon, but I'm just saying, like, the way Insomniac approached the character it was just very refreshing to me, frankly. And I was just, like I said, I'm lucky to have played him because I know every Asian guy in town went out for this role. So suck it, every other Asian guy in town. What's up? It's your boy.
Absolutely. And exactly like you said, I mean, it's been on Spectacular Spider-Man. Now that you said that, I remember. That show did go pretty deep with Spider-Man's villains outside of the main five that we see, like, every time there's a Spider-Man thing.
Right.
But I love that Insomniac went deeper. Like, we did get the Sinister Six, but to have Mr. Negative is a huge step in the right direction because not only is this a possibility to open up the door for people to become more aware of the character, we could possibly see this character in a movie down the line.
Man, you know, people are saying that, right? People are saying that. I saw that Reddit thread. First of all, it's very surreal to have a thread on Reddit that is kind of positive for ironic, but kind of positive for you, you know? So I was shocked when I saw that somebody had written, like, oh, we want to see Mr. Negative on a you know, MCU. So, I'm excited for the possibilities, too. Absolutely. I mean, nobody from Marvel has called me, so I got a plan. I'm thinking I'm just going to go to New York or L.A., wherever the headquarters is, and pitch a tent out there.
and basically just
be in a suit and walk around the cafeteria all day and be like, oh, what, me? You? And drop off headshots. Yeah.
Let us, the fan base, do that for you because everything I heard was people were super excited to see that character because a lot of people might not have watched the cartoon. Like, a lot of people might have seen him in the comics, and then that's it. So to see him brought to life the way Insomniac did was huge. And trust me, it seems like what Kevin Feige is doing over there with the whole Marvel and MCU is it's catering to the fan base. So, I mean... it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility for us to think in the third Spider-Man, we might possibly get Mr. Negative. And I'm really excited about the idea of that because I kind of felt as though what you kind of did with that character was amazing. Like, that whole voice cast was amazing. But I wanted to ask you, with the whole story that they went with, which was a huge story, what about the game, gameplay, the story, whatever? What about it impressed you the most once you saw the final product?
Man, well, you know, making it, what impressed me during the making was how collaborative everybody in Insomniac was. Normally you go to work and it's very hierarchical. You have artists who have a lot invested in it, so... you know, it's kind of their ship. They're going to steer it, and you just have to paddle. With Insomniac, it really was like a bunch of friends from day one. It was like a family. I sound so cliche and cheesy, but it's really true. Anytime they needed an idea for anything, you know, fights, whatever, they would ask the performers, and generally they would really incorporate a lot of our ideas. So it was a huge, beautiful team effort, and it was so easy to do, and it was so fun every day. I guess what impressed me once the game came out, I mean, again, it's cliche to say the graphics or whatever, but obviously the story is like cinema level. So that was obviously impressive for a video game.
Yeah.
I mean, video games are looking more and more like movies every day, but this looked and felt like a movie. You know, it was the way it was animated and, of course, the story too. It just, I mean, we did a cast screening of just the cutscenes, which was like an hour and a half, 2 hours long, something like that, of just the cutscenes. And it was, again, it was wild to see. After a while, you kind of forgot you were watching basically a cartoon, you know, a highly rendered cartoon. You're literally watching people's performances, you know, Laura Bailey's performance, Yuri Lowenthal's performance, right? Will Salier's performance. Of course, Stephen Ohyung's performance, right? Najee's performance, everybody. Nicole as Silver Sable. You're just watching, especially with this uncanny valley, right, and the eyes. Obviously, there is still that uncanny valley with everything we have with technology, but I mean, this was darn close, man. I felt like this was like, I don't know, it just felt like Blade Runner 2, you know? It was just like, what am I watching right now? This is the future. I was at my floor, yeah. My jaw was on the floor because I was like, in the future, we're just going to have cardboard boxes that are going to be able to do all the acting for us. Man, there's some parts I was just blown away.
I will say, and I won't get into detail of exactly what they were just in case our listeners hadn't finished the game yet. But I will say Insomniac, to me, was ahead of the game with the idea, and it goes to what you were saying about it being a movie as far as the cutscenes. There's two end credit scenes at the end of a video game.
I don't
remember that many video games that have end credit scenes. It just felt like a movie, and unfortunately to the Xbox game, only watch the cutscenes. It was a movie to them.
Yeah,
they didn't
that's true.
They did not get a chance to enjoy the game because good old Sony.
I'm not even going to get into that whole war. Oh, my God. Console wars. Console wars.
But I will say I had it was actually funny, and it was super smart of Sony. I had so many customers that came in to return their Xbox to then buy a PlayStation purely to play Spider-Man.
Oh, wow.
That's how huge this game was.
Sony, give us some residuals, yo. Come on now.
Exactly, right? So
give
this
your boy like
a
nickel.
War,
come on. Yeah.
If this was a console war, Sony is absolutely crushing it.
For real. For real.
I did want to say, though, as far as, because like I said, I didn't want to get into the cutscenes in case the listeners did not see it, even though I could say spoiler alert before I went in.
Sure.
You know what? We're gonna do that. We're just going to say spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't
seen
it.
It's been a month. If they haven't seen it, come on now. It's all over YouTube.
Yeah, exactly.
Get on it, people.
Exactly.
Get on it.
So spoiler alert, people, we're going to get into those amazing end credit scenes. I'm going to go to you, instead of me just completely geeking out, I'm going to go to you. What was it like seeing those two end credit scenes, and has there been any words throughout the offices, throughout the cast, the guys who brought it to life, about sequel to that game?
Yeah. Well, first of all, you know, this is the game of the leaks. Like, everybody has leaked on accident, right? I have leaked. So many people have leaked. Everybody's leaked on accident something. So I think Insomniac kind of knows now. Don't tell anyone anything. But, obviously, you know, first reaction watching the end credits was like, this is so legit. I overuse that word, but I cannot stress how cool, like you said, you know, it opens up the possibilities for, okay, we said spoilers, right? We said spoilers.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. I mean, you obviously have Miles, so that's amazing. And now Miles knows that Peter is Spider-Man, basically. And then obviously the symbiotes, right, which is incredible. And then, you know, Green Goblin with that cool – with Norman's, like, basically his reflection in the glass is like the green light coming off of him. Like, God, so good. You have Harry who could be Venom. Like, what an interesting take. I just thought, how amazing. My second thought was just, well, of course, everybody wants Venom and Green Goblin and Miles. So, super stoked. But my real reaction after that was jealousy. I was like, come on now. Man, I want to be part of these cutscenes. Come on now. I want to be part of this sequel. I'll play a freaking chair if I have to. So I actually told everybody who would listen. I told Brian Intar, you know, immediately after the screening ended, I was like, I yelled out, sequel, right? And then I went up to him personally when we were all getting lunch, and I was like, look, man, you know I can be more than just Mr. Negative. I can be Thug number 2. I can be Pedestrian number 5. I'll sit on a bench for you. I'll do whatever it takes. So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the fans are obviously excited. You're excited. But, you know, especially the actors, we're excited because we can, you know, hopefully be part of the magic again. And this really was, like, super unexpected, man. When I first got this job, I didn't even know it was a Spider-Man game. I just thought, okay, Sony video game, cool, right? I hoped to get the job. I was lucked out to get the job. Once they told me you got the job, I was happy, of course, because I can feed myself, right? And then they were like, oh, it's Spider-Man. And I had no idea how big Spider-Man was on PlayStation because it had been like, what, however many years since the last video game, right?
Right.
So as we're making the game, I start to realize more and more like, oh, my gosh, there's like a huge fan base for Spider-Man. And obviously once E3 drops, it's incredible, the reaction. So everything has just been – I've been in a lot of bad things too. I've been in a lot of good things, but I've been in a lot of bad things. So for this to be such a good thing, to be such a success critically and also by the fan base, I'm happy, man. I'm a happy dude. So ironically, because I'm Mr. Negative, right? But
absolutely, that is ironic. And I will say to the point that you made, they made sure, Insomniac made sure that we had Spider-Man's complete rogue gallery, whether it was teased or they were fully in the game. There's a few characters missing, like Hammerhead, stuff like that. But they made sure that they represented the villains of Spider-Man very well. And like you said, it has been forever since the last Spider-Man game that we had. And I'm going to be honest, it's no mistake that this game was the highest selling game. Like, there's a reason for that. And the other ones weren't. I'm not going to go too much into it, but let's just say Insomniac, you did a really great job. But as far as what you were saying about the teasing of Miles, not only finding out that Spider-Man, but finding out that he has powers also. The reason why that resonated with me a lot, seeing that end credit scene, is I believe there is a line in the game to where, I'm paraphrasing here, Miles kind of goes, Spider-Man goes rather, if there's trouble, call me. And then he goes, well, what if I can't get to you? Like, who's going to help if you can? And I love that because it's like now it's going to be fun to see whenever we get the sequel, which Insomniac I hope is not in like 4 years, do it in two. Miles wanting to jump into things, and it's going to be fun to see in that time frame between the end of this game and whenever the other one comes out, does Peter train Miles or does he want Miles to stay far away from it? Because Peter came close to dying like 4 times in this game. So
that's right.
I am really curious to see if Peter is going to tell Miles, like, no, I see that you have powers, that's cool, but let me handle it. And as far as Harry Osborn potentially being Venom, that is huge. That is a amazing liberty that Insomniac took because I don't recall that being something from the comics. So that is – oh, no,
absolutely.
No, it happened in one of the cartoons that they did, but it wasn't in the comics. So it was super unique. To see that brought to life on something more than just a cartoon. Because it's now, they said numerous times throughout the game, it had been a long time since Peter had seen Harry. Harry had been away, and I think London or somewhere like that. So to find out, not only has he been here, but he's now possibly one of Spider-Man's biggest villains in Venom. And then Norman possibly becoming Green Goblin. So in the second one, it looks like we're going to have just as many villains as we did in this one. So I
That's
have
all
to
I'm
ask
saying.
You,
yeah.
I
yes.
have to ask you, what is the likelihood that we not only see your character return, but return in a huge way?
Well,
the
you know.
Possible sequel to the Spider-Man game.
My hope is, you know, that we come back, you know, Doc Ock, Mr. Negative. I do realistically feel that they have explored a lot of it, right? So it's kind of one of those things where, yeah, I hope to be back in a big way. But you got to give these other characters their time too, right? Green Goblin, especially Venom, right? So that's why when I talked to Brian and Bill Roseman over at Marvel, I constantly just say, hey, anti-Venom, anti-Venom. Just give me one scene where I touch the symbiote. Just give me one scene, man. I'll be okay. That's my thing. Everybody loves anti-Venom. We love Venom. There could be an anti-Venom. I don't know. So those are my three words I just keep repeating over and over again to anyone at Insomniac that will hear me. A sequel and anti-Venom. So we'll see. We'll see. I hope, you know. I sincerely hope. But, yeah, people say, what happened to Mr. Negative? Aren't you imprisoned? And I keep telling everybody, it's like, just like everybody at Insomniac says, like, you don't actually see what happened to him. He's not dead. We know that. We know Mr. Negative is not dead. We don't know if he's in jail. And he kind of had this arc in, obviously, this game where he is kind of good, kind of bad. Maybe near the end, he's kind of good now. I mean, he got the evil literally kicked out. Spoiler alert, he literally got the evil kicked out of his face by Spider-Man, right? So for him to almost be an anti-hero, I'm just spitballing here, would be amazing with his little sword stuff and electrical powers. He still has that, you know? So maybe there's something there too. Let's hope, right?
Yep.
We'll see.
No,
yeah.
Listen, I am completely with you. And as far as him being in prison, so people are using that angle, let's not forget in the comics, I've seen in the comics one time Norman got arrested at on a Monday and was out like Monday afternoon. So it's like hard to believe villains can escape capture or anything like that.
Especially rich villains. Come on now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And especially in a comic book world.
Right.
Villains break out like it's nothing.
Exactly.
I did want to say, to the point that you made about letting the villains, like let other villains get their shine, one thing I loved about this game is this game was able to do something not even movies could do, and that was implement more than two villains, and each villain still got their due. Like, no one was slighted. No one had to take a huge backseat. Everyone, even Kingpin, for like the 5 or 10 minutes he was in the game, got his due. Shocker got his due. You got yours. So like all the villains spotlight in their own individual ways. So in
I totally
sequel,
agree.
You could still bring back Mr. Negative and it not take away from anything, because Insomniac kind of found the recipe that not even movies have, to where you can implement so many different moving pieces as far as villains, and it works, and no one has to take back seats. Everything flows well. So you could definitely still bring them back.
Hey, and I give all credit to the writing team. I mean, John Paquette and Christos and Dan Slott, like, they really, with Brian Intihar as well at the helm, they really, every day, I saw them writing furiously. You know, even when we're filming, they're writing other scenes. They're writing scenes for the future. I mean, the script was, like, longer than the Bible. It was crazy. So all credit to them for, as you said, being able to juggle all of those characters. And I totally agree, too. You know, you asked originally what kind of stood out when watching the cutscenes, and I think that's another one that definitely stood out. Another angle is the fact that you have all these characters, Mary Jane, Miles, you have all these people, obviously Aunt May as well, and all the villains. And everybody felt like a fleshed out character with enough time. And I think maybe that's the good thing about the video game format, is you do have a lot more time to explore this. So as opposed to a movie, which is an hour and a half, you're in, you're out. So, yeah. I'm with you, man. Sequel. You know what? Now I'm totally on board, 100%. Mr. Negative for the sequel. Or number three. I don't know. Whatever. Just somewhere down the line. You know? He's still alive. That's all I have to say.
Absolutely. And that's the best thing that you could say coming out of a superhero game, where sometimes the villains that we really enjoy don't always make it out.
Right.
But like I said, it was done so well. The fan base, I had a few people that beat in the game within like 2 or 3 weeks of having it. And they were just like, you guys hear anything about a sequel? And it's like, two things. One, you were super unhealthy that you beat this game that quickly. And two,
correct.
We've heard nothing. So everyone's been looking forward to me doing this interview with you because you're like, get something out of him. And I'm like, well, he can't tell me things that he doesn't know. So Insomniac says, you know, we have no idea. He can't just make things up. So it's like, you know, he can only tell me what he knows. So,
exactly.
I mean,
I definitely don't know, but I'll just say all the people at Insomniac, I mean, if I were a fan, I would just say, you know what? Yeah, of course there's going to be a sequel. Why wouldn't there be a sequel? That's all I got to say about that. You know, I don't know personally, but how could there not be a sequel? Come on, it was so successful.
Absolutely.
That's all I have to say.
And what's driving the fan base crazy is, it's like, all right, cool. We all figured there's going to be a sequel, right? But
right.
if Insomniac
right.
is smart, what they would do is stretch this one game out as long as possible. And then in like 3-4 years maybe, come out of nowhere with an announcement for a sequel to it. You know, because like there's going to be DLC. There's a Black Hat DLC that comes out this month. So I'm pretty sure they're going to load it up with DLC and then just take their time. I mean, and honestly, as a fan, that's what I want because they took their time with this and we see how worth it was.
Absolutely.
This was
absolutely
well worth the wait. So if they told me
I think
it would take 5 years, it would make me go knowing that I'd be getting the best product.
Right. I mean, I think that's a great strategy that you actually laid out. I think they would be smart to do that. And yes, I'll tell everyone right now, if you want the same quality that you got with the first one, then yeah, it's going to take a few years because this game itself took, like I said, 3-4 years. And
right.
that's just how it is, man. I mean, if you want it fast, right, you can only have three things, good, fast, or cheap. You can only have two of those three, right? That's it. That's all there is to it, something like that. So be patient, but like I said, there has to be, man. That's all I got to say. And if you see Brian Intar on the street or whatever, just yell out sequel. They'll get the hint. I think they already got the hint now. They know. They know. Everybody at Insomniac knows that everybody wants a sequel.
Absolutely. It's things where it's like no one is ever tired of making money. So like even if Insomniac didn't want to do maybe they wanted to do another game and take their time with Spider-Man, I am pretty sure Sony is sitting there like, all right, listen, we want you to take your time. We want the best possible sequel, but yeah, get to work on it like now.
Exactly.
When you look at the numbers, you guys just broke. It's like no way Sony and Insomniac are sitting there like, we're not sure if we want to do a part two. Of course they're going to want to do a part two.
I
break
agree.
Even
I agree.
More records. So
I totally agree. And, you know, let's also not
–
yeah, and let's also not forget that in the meantime, there's more than just – look, Marvel has a huge slate, right? And – or they just have all these properties. They're already going to come out with the Avengers game, right? So there's these games that are coming out in between now and this potential sequel that we're hypothetically speaking about, of which I absolutely have no idea, and I'm literally just talking out of my butt right now. But I'm just saying, I do think there are things that will there will be things that will tide the fan base over in between, as you say, DLC and other properties. So it's all good. But as long as this fan base doesn't forget their boy, I'm so desperate, doesn't forget their boy, Mr. Negative. Maybe I can get a day on one of these things. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm trying to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I am really curious, I mean, because Insomniac did such an amazing job with this. I am curious if they then think about doing maybe an Iron Man game, maybe a Thor game, something like that.
Well,
like,
you
maybe
know,
this opens the doors.
Not only has it opened the door, I think personally it has like destroyed the door. It's burned down the house. The family's outside now. Earthquake happened. Tornado flipped everything over. And you know, Marvel today, that the brains over at Marvel have got something worked out for sure. They're doing all sorts of. Trust me, this is just the start, man, for sure.
Absolutely, and I can't wait for that because I'm pretty sure they're going to call you and be like, listen, we saw what you did with Mr. Negative. We need you to hop in one of these other games.
Dude, man, when I saw that they were thinking about, like, oh, people were talking about, well, maybe there would be a Marvel game or whatever. I'm like, dude, I will be the Mandarin, and not the Mandarin from the from the third movie, the real Mandarin. Come on. You need a Chinese. I can do this. Put me in, coach. You know, I'll change my voice. It's all good. Let's make something happen.
As soon as we hear any word about there being possibly an Iron Man game or whatever, don't worry. Geek Vibes Nation has your back. We'll completely suck a petition and everything to get you in.
I appreciate that.
To completely take over. Not only a villain, you could definitely be a hero also. I mean, it doesn't only have to be villains.
Oh, thanks. I mean, well, I guess there's like that one Asian guy. There's like one Asian hero. Well, I guess there's Shang Tsung. Well, the guy who's like friends with Iron Fist, but he's Chinese. That would be cool. That'd be cool to play.
There's one guy, I can't remember his name, that took over the Iron Spider suit. He's more of a newer character. I think he might have been introduced in the cartoons and not really the comics. And then the other one is the guy who turned into the Incredible Hulk.
Amadeus Cho. You know they're going to get some short, good-looking, pretty boy kid. They're going to get some pretty boy to be Amadeus Cho. I'm like a grown-ass man. They're not going to get me for that.
Not if our petition has anything to say about it. They can age him up a little bit. That's true.
Well, you know what's crazy, too, is how much – that's the other thing that's impressive, that – I don't know if many people know this, but and maybe I shouldn't be saying this, but it's just the people at Marvel and Insomniac especially, they really do look at what the fan base are saying. I don't know how they do it. Maybe they're like me and they're just constantly on YouTube or Twitter and just looking at comments, but they know. And if it's a good idea, they'll put it in. If it's not, obviously, they'll still talk about it, but it is insane. So, you know, when you say something like, hey, we got your back, or your opinion, the opinion of the fans really does count. So that's, again, another reason why I was so relieved that people liked Mr. Negative, because, my God, if they didn't like Mr. Negative, it would have been like, okay, it was nice seeing you, Steve, you know, Steve-O, but I'd be like, it's Steven, actually. But anyway, so thank you. That's all I have to say.
No, I mean, absolutely. And like I said, I didn't hear anything, no pun intended, negative about Mr. Negative. Like, I only heard positive things. People just love the character. They love the character. And now, what was actually so great about you you and Insomniac actually doing that character is now people want to know more about the character.
Right.
So it's like, they're like, all right, well, maybe put him in an animated show, or maybe throw him in the Tom Holland's next Spider-Man. Like, I want to see more of this character. So, I mean, listen, when I told you we had your back, I think there's still a Spider-Man animated show that we could start, like, the talk for you to bring Mr. Negative to it. Or, you know, when after this Tom Holland's second Spider-Man comes out and we start to get into the third one, That's when we start up that conversation about how dope would it be to see Mr. Negative in a Spider-Man 3 movie? Like, in the MCU, how dope would that be?
It would be incredible, you know? It would absolutely – well, okay, so two things. One, you got to email my manager your address because I have a Mr. Negative Funko Pop toy for you. Okay, so I'm going to send it to you.
Awesome.
Thank you, man,
thank
for
you
the support.
So much, man.
I swear. No, seriously, email my manager right after this thing. Also, number two is, yes, it would be incredible to see Mr. Negative in a movie, or and especially in the cartoons. I mean, Nancy, Linari, and Najee, they already voiced their respective characters in the Spider-Man cartoons. You know what I mean? So I'm like, it wouldn't be far-fetched to see that happen. But yes, if any other Asian dude plays Mr. Negative, though, in the movie, I will burn this mother down, though. You will see me on the red carpet. I am going to do a jump flying sidekick to that dude's face, and there is no security that is going to stop me. And yes, this might be illegal, me actually making a threat like that, but it's not really a threat. It's more of a guarantee. You know what I mean?
Listen, we got your back. We got your back. We can hold off security so you can get past them. So you can actually do what you got to do.
Exactly. If anything,
honestly,
it'll make a good video. It'll make a good video for World Star. You know what I mean? World Star!
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That will definitely have people like, all right, who are these guys and why do we love them so much? listen, before we go, I wanted to ask you about any upcoming projects that you have that you can talk about or that you would like to talk about or just anything
Absolutely.
That you would like to promote.
Absolutely. I'd love to promote myself. I'm very single, so ladies, hit me up. No, check it out. Let's see. I'm definitely very unemployed right now. I'm just going to auditions. I have a movie coming out on Netflix. I don't know if it's at the end of this year or the beginning of next. It's starring Mark Duplass and Ray Romano. A cool, I can't really talk about the role, but it's pretty cool. I'm very proud of it. I love those two actors, so that was kind of a dream come true. And then, gosh, I don't know if I can say this. Okay. Well, my face will be in another big video game, but just the cutscenes. So, but this big video game will be coming out pretty soon, and it's going to be pretty hilarious when people are like, "What the hell? Why? Is that Steven? Is that Steven?" Yes, if you look closely, that is indeed Steven. I'm everywhere, fools. I'm everywhere. So, let's see.
Well,
other than that, yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. That's pretty much it, man. So.
We will definitely be in contact with you as these things come out so we can not only promote it, but talk to you again when we see you in these other projects.
Absolutely.
This was so much fun geeking out with you, man.
Thank you, man. Oh, I forgot to say, check out my Instagram. I'm like trying to get on the gram and my Twitter at Stephen O. Young with a PH. Right? Stephen O. Young at Instagram, whatever. And Twitter is just Mr. Stephen O. Young. Because some other Stephen, there's another Stephen O. Young out there who's some skinny Asian kid. I'm like, what the hell? How is this possible? We really are all the same people. This is ridiculous.
First thing we're going to do as soon as this is over is get him booted off of Twitter so we can
exactly.
get you your name.
No, the first thing you're going to do is what? You're going to email my manager your address so that I can send you the Funko Pop toy. All right.
Absolutely. That's
cool.
The first thing I'm going to do as soon as we wrap
Sweet,
it
man.
Up here.
Sweet.
But again, thank you so much and huge congratulations on the success of this Spider-Man game and your character, Mr. Negative. We cannot
thank
wait
you.
To see you. And by the way, I did want to mention one last thing before I hang up with you. I am still searching for where I can find it, but there is like, I think it's limited edition. It might not be. But the Spideyverse, based off of the game, the two-pack figure set of
I know.
Negative and Spider-Man,
I
can't find
too,
that
man.
Anywhere.
I agree. I'm trying to look for that too, man. I'm like,
it
what
is
the
killing heck? Me. It
I see a pop-up
me.
On my Instagram. Yeah, I see a pop-up on my Instagram feed. And I'm like, where are you people getting this? I want this. So I'm with you. I feel your pain, brother. I feel your pain.
What drove me crazy
yeah.
was, you know, the promo videos that we have for, like, the game and the figures come on, like, in the GameStop store. So I'm like, oh, so
yes.
when I first saw it, I was like, cool, let me go online and order it. And then, boom, not available. And I'm like, oh, you
right.
got to be kidding me.
I agree.
What do you mean?
That's how they keep the demand up, man. They keep the supply low, baby. Rule
Absolutely.
One,
they are,
you know?
They are killing me, though. So me and you
yeah,
have to
yeah.
stay in contact. So if I find
yes.
it, I let you know. You find it, you let me know. So we
Absolutely,
can get
Absolutely, man.
All
yeah, absolutely.
Right, but,
right on, man.
Thank you again. Thank you again for
cool,
joining
thank you.
Us. And I will definitely be in contact for your future project and, you know, just us to keep in touch. So thank you
Hell
again.
Yeah.
We will definitely be in touch. Thank you so much.
All right, man. Email my manager. Bye, everybody.
Absolutely. I got you. Take care.
All right. Later.
All right, Geek Vibes Nation. Steven was an amazing guest. Make sure you stay tuned for all of his projects that he has. Make sure you check out everything that he has done, including Marvel's The Spider-Man game. If you have not gotten it, go out and get it. It is an amazing game, and he does an amazing job as Mr. Negative. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Geek Vibes Live interview. And until next time, peace.